This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's foreign minister says the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, the largest one in Europe, is on fire following a Russian attack. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Russian forces are still firing on the plant from all sides. He called for the Russians to cease fire immediately so firefighters could establish a security zone. The International Atomic Energy Agency said in a tweet that it is aware of reports of shelling at the power plant and was in contact with Ukrainian authorities about the situation. So far, there are no reports of increased radiation at the plant. And the White House is continuing to monitor the situation closely and has also confirmed that there are no indications of elevated levels of radiation at the power plant. U.S. President Joe Biden received an update from the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky late on Thursday about that reported fire at the Zaporizhia nuclear plant. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security said Thursday that the Biden administration will grant temporary deportation relief and work permits to tens of thousands of Ukrainians who are in the United States and unable to return to Ukraine due to the military conflict with Russia. The move will allow Ukrainians in the United States as of March the 1st to remain in the U.S. and work legally for a period of a year and a half. Russian forces invaded Ukraine on February 24th in one of the broadest attacks on a European state since World War II. The status is known as temporary protected status, and it's given to immigrants who cannot return to their country safely due to extraordinary circumstances, including violent conflict and natural disasters. You're listening to VOA News. A former Louisville, Kentucky police officer has been cleared of charges related to the Breonna Taylor raid. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more on that story.
We, the jury, found the defendant, Brett Hankison, not guilty of...
A jury of eight men and four women found former Louisville police officer Brett Hankison not guilty of charges that he endangered neighbors when he fired into Breonna Taylor's apartment during a botched drug raid that resulted in Taylor's death. The jury reached the verdict after about 3 hours of deliberation. Hankison did not fire any of the bullets that killed the 26-year-old Taylor on March 13, 2020. None of the officers involved in the raid were charged with Taylor's death. Hankison's acquittal likely ends the possibility of state criminal charges against any of the officers involved in the raid. A federal investigation into whether the officers violated Taylor's civil rights is underway. I'm Mike Gracia.
Purdue Pharma has agreed to a larger settlement and in a deal intended to stanch a flood of lawsuits facing the maker of OxyContin. AP correspondent Jennifer King has that story.
Connecticut will force Purdue Pharma and the Sacklers to pay $6 billion for their role in the opioid and addiction crisis.
At a news conference in Hartford, Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says that after states appealed an earlier settlement with Purdue Pharma, the revised deal will give victims of the opioid crisis and their families a chance to address members of the Sackler family ownership directly in a court forum, something they have not been able to do previously.
Some of them have lost so much.
The new deal protects members of the Sackler family from civil lawsuits. In return, they upped their cash contribution and will be forced to give up control of the Connecticut-based company so it can be turned into a new entity. The new settlement requires approval from U.S. bankruptcy judge Robert Drain. I'm Jennifer King.
The Pentagon announced Thursday it is postponing a nuclear missile test launch scheduled for this week. That decision comes days after Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to put his nuclear forces on higher alert. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the decision to delay the test of a Minuteman III intercontinental ballistic missile was made by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. Kirby added that the United States would like to see Moscow reciprocate by taking the temperature down in the crisis over Ukraine. Another factor that may be helping the Ukrainians is continued support from NATO and the United States. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said Thursday that more than 90% of the U.S. population is in a location where COVID-19 levels are low enough that people do not need to wear masks. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.